Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Question. Based on predestination, am I just going to get in life what I'm destined to get? Or does who I say I am really have something to do with what I attract? Answer. I would say that your guilt definitely determines your destiny because it affects what you think about yourself and thus who you say you are. And based on that criteria, you are either going to attract a world of circumstances that tend to promote you or demote you. Sometimes when leading a workshop, I ask the participants to tell me what comes to mind when they think about God and what comes to mind when they think about man. I write it all down and end up with a chart that looks something like this. Man is unreliable, dishonest, evil, afraid, poor, sick, limited, unloving, unkind, egotistical. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, love, light, compassion, abundance, infinity, life, expansion. No matter what you think about yourself, as long as you think of humanity in negative terms, you are in big trouble if you identify yourself or anybody else as man instead of as the image and likeness of God. Look again at that side of the chart. Would you really want to bless, gift, or even associate with someone who you see as having these characteristics? Neither would anyone else, and that's why so many people are suffering from negative circumstances. It is not what anyone else thinks of you that determines your outcomes. It's what you consciously or, remember man is, subconsciously think about yourself. If you think of yourself as lazy and afraid, you are not going to attract someone giving you responsibilities that would prosper you. If you think of yourself as unreliable and dishonest, you are not going to attract someone who trusts you to come through in a pinch. And if you think of yourself as unloving and egotistical, you are not going to attract someone who wants to spend the rest of his or her life with you. Also in the workshop environment, we experiment with muscle testing. You see, we are like batteries that are positively and negatively charged depending on certain circumstances. When we think and act positively, we and the people around us gain measurable, testable power. And when we think and act negatively, we and our associates lose power. Yes, our muscles literally go weak or strong depending on what we are thinking and feeling. Don't think you can hide what and how you feel about yourself and others. You can't. We live in a psychic universe, and your thoughts and feelings are what magnetize your reality and thus determine your destiny. Question. It seems to me that an awful lot of this kind of information is coming out right now. Oprah is always having someone on her show talking about it. The bookstores are filled with it. And I'm constantly hearing talk about New Age this or that. What's going on? Answer. Yes, these are definitely interesting times. You probably remember the song Aquarius from the musical Hair, made popular almost 50 years ago. It was actually a song about what's going on astrologically on our planet right now. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derisions, golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation. Approximately every 26,000 years, by way of a process called the precession of the equinoxes, we pass through each of the zodiacal signs for 2,000 plus years. We are currently coming out of the 2,000 years of Pisces into the 2,000 years of Aquarius. On the spectrum of light, metaphorically speaking, Capricorn at the 1 o'clock position of a clock face has the least amount of light, and each subsequent sign moving clockwise gains a little more light until we get to Aquarius at the 12 o'clock position, where the light is the most intense. We stay in Aquarius for 2,000 years and then fall into the process again and again, each time allowing waves of life forms to ascend into higher consciousness. If you are awake to the fact that something profound is occurring on the planet at this time, perhaps you are one of those scheduled to participate in the ascension of consciousness that is currently underway. That, however, depends upon your desire to do what is required. Your ego will never be enlightened. It can, however, be a powerful tool for the ascension of your soul. It really is time for everyone reading these words to decide what makes the most sense for self-identification. Quote, would you be hostage to the ego or host to God? You will never rest until you know your function and fulfill it. For only in this can your will and your Father's be wholly joined. To have him is to be like him, and he has given himself to you. You who have God must be as God, for his function becomes yours with his gift. Invite this knowledge back into your mind and let nothing that obscures it enter. The Holy Spirit whom God sent you will teach you how to do this if you but recognize the little spark and are willing to let it grow. You will accept only whom you invite. A Course in Miracles.